Hello, mate.
Hello. Hiya, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Should we do that again? That was awful.
Why?
How hard is it to say hiya?
I don't know.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. What have you been up to this week?
I've been well excited to tell you this.
Go on.
I watched a film the other night, and it was called Blitz, right? And it's about this woman, yeah, who sends her kid away, an evacuee to...
During the war. Second World War.
During the war.
Yeah.
On Claubert, right?
Yeah.
She sends the kid away so he doesn't get, can I say it, obliterated?
Yeah.
So he doesn't get hurt or anything. Yeah. And this kid doesn't actually get to where he's supposed to be going.
Why?
Because he jumps off the train wherever he's going, and it all centres around the woman that his mum that's trying to find him, who's played by how do you say her name? Saoirse Ronan.
Put your teeth in.
Good. I don't know if she's called Saoirse Ronan or Saoirse Ronan. I don't know.
Is it me or have you just described that? A wartime plot of Finding Nemo.
No.
It is, isn't it?
No.
It's exactly the same.
And
I was expecting a nice fluffy Christmas movie you'd watch, but no.
Oh yeah, we're in December, aren't we? So no fluffy Christmas movies.
So I watched this, but there's a mother in it, a son. She's trying to find a son, but there's also a granddad in it, and all the way through this film I was watching this kid's granddad,
yeah,
thinking, that's Paul Weller.
Oh, he's in it, isn't he? Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, but let me get there, Kevin.
Oh, all right.
I was...
Calm down.
I was sat there thinking, that can't be Paul Weller. And then I looked at the end of the film, it was like, Paul Weller.
It's Paul Weller, yeah. He had... everybody thought it was a cameo, I think, and it's actually quite a big part, isn't it?
Yeah.
And apparently he did really, really well. I've not watched it, but I believe he did really, really well.
But it is, Kevin, really, really fantastic.
Blitz.
Yeah.
I should check that out. I like a good war film, but I'm more of a fan of Westerns. I'm a big fan. You, Andrew, what are you into?
Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All year.
All year round.
All year round.
His house is just Christmas movies and cats, isn't it?
It would be if I could get away with it. Of course it would.
I like a good Western. War movies, I'd quite like. My nan used to say, during the war, the only bombs you have to worry about were the ones with your name on, And she said that was a bit unfortunate for her next door neighbours. They got bombed. They were, Mr. and Mrs. Doodlebug or something they were called. Never mind, mate. Didn't no one get that.
No.
Never mind. Move it up.
Oh. So, what have you been doing this week?
Not a lot. I've not been watching any movies or anything.
No.
I've been doing box sets, mate. So, I've run out of the latest box sets. And I've decided to look at some of the old ones. So I've revisited Life on Mars, which I keep telling you to watch.
Yeah.
And Ashes to Ashes.
Yeah.
Absolutely love them. Nice touch of Manchester back in the 80s. Politically incorrect, left, right and centre, police scene. Have you watched these, Andrew?
I've heard about them, but no, I've not watched it.
Very amusing. If you fancy a bit of a giggle, yeah, worth
all
watching.
All I'll say about that is I'm having oops.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll tell you what is back for this episode.
Oh, go on, what?
The Amanda Holden Update.
No, hang on.
Cue jingle.
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
God, I miss that sound.
Shall we hear it again? Because we can. Dave!
The Amanda Holden Update.
Oh, my God!
With Jordan Anderson.
Love it.
Right. Amanda is... Every Christmas, they have this thing called the Royal Variety Performance, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah. And Amanda is presenting that along with her friend, Alan Carr.
That'll be funny. That'll be good fun.
I, for one, indeed, can't wait.
Have Have you watched with him in that house doing up program where they're in Cyprus or somewhere?
Oh yes, yeah. That's... Where the one where they have to do it up for. Is it for a quid or something?
I think they buy the building for the quid. Yeah. Have you seen this one, Andrew? It's like a
no. It sounds like my kind of thing, though. I think I'd quite like that.
Yeah.
They go. It's Alan Carr being not manly, trying to rebuild houses with builders. She's bringing her design thoughts into the whole process, and they buy a building for a quid, don't they? And then them redoing it.
Alan Carr's basically just being Alan Carr.
How long are the episodes? Do you see, like, the finished house?
Yeah, I think the runner is like a TV series runs over a few weeks.
How are they recording that?
I don't know.
Because she's always working. He's always working. How do they find the time to go and record that and make it?
They must go out and just do it in 1 week. They must do.
Wow.
It must be a case of film every day. I mean, she's getting paid to sit in Cyprus and she'll have a good time, isn't she?
Yeah.
I'd do it.
So would I.
Are you any good at DIY, John?
No.
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 Yeah, are you any good at computers, out of interest?
Oh, no. No.
Why?
I'll let Kevin tell you this.
No, it just makes me laugh, you know. He'll just pick his mouse up and talk to it. You don't go, computer, engage. He's got no idea. Text to me, how do I turn my computer off?
Basically, a few weeks ago, I was supposed to send Kevin a file, and I just couldn't get my head round sending it.
Yeah.
I'm not technically minded. I won't hold my hands up to that.
We know that when you use that microphone, mate.
Yeah.
But I'm saying nothing.
Am I not near enough it now?
No, you're doing brilliantly well today.
Too near for me, mate.
Again?
We've not asked Andrew what's he been up to, have we?
Right.
What, you really want to know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not know what I've been up to?
No.
Watching Christmas movies.
All this time?
It's the season two. Why not?
We've had this conversation about Christmas movies. Just remind us what your go-to Christmas movie is, Andrew.
Oh, my go-to? Oh, Muppets Christmas Carol every single time.
Yeah.
Without fail.
Yeah, great, great movie.
There's many a Muppet movie, isn't there?
Yeah, but they're not as good as the Christmas Carol one.
Have you seen them all?
I don't really get through the other ones. I find them a bit weird. Well, Christmas Carol, you can't go wrong, can you? Because it's a Charles Dickens
I think my
novel.
Favourite thing in all the Muppets thing, which I grew up with, but are the rats. It's always the rats, you know what I mean? You do you know what I'm about here, John? Andrew, you must know what I mean. The rats in the background, they're always like... I think there's a scene in Christmas Carol where they've got Jamaican beachwear on and they're all running around and dancing. It's so good. Great.
My favourite thing about the Muppets is the two old men.
Yes.
They kind of remind me of yourself and I, Kevin.
Waldorf and something?
Yeah.
Andrew,
I don't know. I wanted to say a story then, but that's a hotel.
The two guys in the... the two guys, they sit on the balcony, Waldorf and Duda, and they all, like, start shouting. It's it's rubbish, get off. I thought it was brilliant.
Now, for the time in the podcast that I dread, because I don't know what's going to happen, over to you, Andrew.
You don't need to dread it. This is a nice thing that's going to happen.
Well...
On the last episode, you had your mate Gaz Worrell.
Yes.
He came on and gave you loads of nice tips. Yeah. How to be a podcaster and what have you. Do you want to know how I've got this time?
Yeah.
Let's have a listen.
Hiya, Jordan. It's Louise Holland here. Lovely to meet you. I am a radio presenter on the BBC across the Eastern region. I look after the afternoon show on the BBC across Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Norfolk. I've been doing it for just over a year now and I absolutely love it. I'm really lucky. But I also have a 20-year career in radio and broadcasting, and it's the best job in the world. And I'm so excited that young people like you are coming up and excited about working in the industry, because we need so many different life experiences and voices to make sure that our listeners are reflected in the output that we make. So well done for having such an amazing dream. Now, I know you work with Andy. Andy and I worked together a long time ago and he taught me a lot, because whilst I've got many skills in radio, Jordan, I don't have lots. And there's one in particular that I can't do. I'm not very good at editing. And Andy spent a lot of time to teach me to edit. So I know that you're in good hands with him. But over the years, I've interviewed celebrities, I've interviewed real people, I've made documentaries, I've been on the telly, and it's been a wild ride. And now I get to hear from you today. Right, tips for being a good podcaster, Jordan. Now, already you're one step ahead of me, because I don't have a podcast, because I'm an old person. So this is a whole new world to me. But what I would say is the first tip for being a good podcaster is to have a podcast. So that's you. Check, check. Well done. You've got off your bum and you've done it. That's a really good start. You're making it happen. Number two is you've got to be yourself. People can see through or hear through fake people on the radio or on podcasts. If you're going to look at all the podcasts on your phone or wherever young people get the podcast from, there are so many, you've got to decide who you're going to spend half an hour with. So it's going to be somebody that you're going to find interesting and nice, and I think you've got those two checked as well. All I would say is continue to think about what you want, because if you want it, there's a pretty good chance that your audience does as well. But also always be open to feedback. Now, when you take feedback, it's taken me 20 years to learn this, Jordan. 20 years. This is my biggest bit of advice for life. Never take criticism from people that you wouldn't go to for advice. So if somebody you trust, you'd go to them and ask for advice and they give you criticism, take it on board. But if there's someone that you think, well, I wouldn't ask you for help, I'm not going to take criticism from you, you've got to remember that. That is a good piece of advice that will serve you well. Right, let's talk about interviewing tips, Jordan. The most important thing that everybody will tell you is it's really important to listen to the answer of the question you've just asked. Sometimes it's hard, though, because if you're sitting opposite somebody that you love, like Amanda Holden, and they're staring at you and chatting to you and you're a bit nervous, then you might be thinking about what your next question's going to be. And that's fair enough because you want to be prepared. But if you're not listening to what they're saying, you might miss out on an incredible gem of an answer that could take you down a whole other path. So make sure that you listen to the answers. Before you get into the interview, make sure you're really well prepared. And also remember that most people are very professional when they're being interviewed, but don't get put off if your interviewee looks a bit bored or is a bit rude, because sometimes famous people get sick of being interviewed and get sick of being asked the same questions. So the best way to get them on side is to ask them something completely surprising, and it'll snap them out of being bored and will make them giggle. Never ever give up. The amount of times that people have said to me, oh, radio's not for people with your accent, or you're a bit young, or you might need to wait a few years. It's really easy for people to say no to you. So you've got to give them a reason to not say no. Just keep bouncing back. The amount of rejection that I've had, I've got a folder, Jordan, that I keep dedicated to my rejection letters. And sometimes I go back at it and it doesn't make me feel sad. It just makes me feel proud of myself because I've never, ever, ever given up. Now, it's not to say that you don't listen to the constructive feedback that people give you. That's always helpful, but you can't give up. If this is what you want to do with your life, Jordan, don't you ever let anybody tell you that you can't. Right, Jordan, let's help you get your interview with Amanda Holden. I really wish that in my phone I had her mobile number, but I'm not that well connected. However, I know you've been asking lots of people for a number, and I think you're on the right line. Because the more people you ask, the more people that you'll meet that will know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. So I don't have Amanda's number, but I bet if I go through the people in my phone, I'll know somebody that does. So I'll get on with that. And if you ever do get to interview Amanda, and you know what? I bet you will. I think she's going to absolutely love you because you'll be ready to ask interesting questions. She'll be able to see how dedicated you've been to doing an interview with her. And I know she'll be really impressed that somebody admires her work so much that they've gone to this effort to meet her. So I am really hopeful, Jordan, that you'll get to interview her. And if you want to give me a ring back to help prepare for when you do get to interview her, then just give me a call.
What do you make of that?
That was really nice.
Yeah. How much information was there in there for you to take away?
Wow.
So much information there. You know what I found interesting, George? She was saying about, you know, in her phone book, she'll have someone, she'll know someone who knows someone, you know?
Yeah.
And that always reminds me, I always say to all my kids over the years, 3 degrees of separation.
Yep.
You know, you're one person away from Amanda Holden. You just got to find out who that one person is.
And yeah, I know you've said to me in the past, Kevin, you said... you've suggested me a question that I've put into my normal questions for like when I interview people.
Hmm.
I think it was something like this. Have you got any further people in your phone book that I could...
Referrals, yeah. It's a nice little sales pitch that you've got to tune it to suit you, but yeah. Is there anybody in your phone book you could recommend me to, you know, I can have a chat with or whatever, rather than walk away from the interview after you said thank you.
Yeah.
And I know that Louise will do that for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, loads of opportunities there.
Yeah.
And lots of people to talk to.
What we have established here, though, you obviously, this is another one of your contacts, Andrew?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Just got all the contacts from the old days and his phone book.
And I suppose this is where this can come in. I getting these messages, I said, there's another thing what I wanted to try and do from this podcast, and I feel that I'm doing it for receiving these messages, is doing the networking kind of thing of it, kind of part of it, and receiving these messages is doing just that. If you understand what I mean.
Absolutely. And what you can do is you can take these messages home.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that you have copies of them.
Right.
Because there's a lot of information in the calls that we've given you so far.
Yeah.
In the last two episodes. So, yeah, take it away. Take the bits of information you need and then use it going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah, really useful. And it's good. It's good practice for you, isn't it, mate?
Yeah.
Nice one.
Really good. Now, I know you haven't got a second thing, Kevin, but I've got something that
a second what?
A second thing for show and tell.
Oh, you didn't tell me there was a show and tell today. Otherwise, I'd have bought something.
I know, but I can do this.
Okay.
I've got another record, and it's called "Dig the New Breed."
Jam
by the Jam.
Yep.
And I know you've got we've both got a mutual friend. I don't know him. I don't know him as well as you do, but. We've got a mutual friend called Den Davis.
Who we're going to have an interview with sooner than later.
Yeah. And he's kind of, I don't know, it's this word. It's the curator for the Jam exhibition about the young idea.
Yeah, Den's like a big fan of the Jam from over the years. He's a mad collector, absolutely crazy collector. And he's now, for the last few years, been the official curator, I guess, is the word.
Yeah, and
for the Jam exhibition, yeah.
Going back to what I was talking about in the beginning of this podcast, I wonder if he knows that Paul Weller was in that film that I watched.
Oh, 1,000,000% he will. Yeah. He's all over that. I mean, Den's a lovely, lovely guy, and when you meet him, you're going to love him. He's a top bloke.
Yeah.
But he's the nerd of when it comes to things like on anything to do with the Jam. He'll tell you, you know, what taxi Paul got that day and, you know, what album was this and what album's got that on it. He knows everything about that kind of, you know, that memorabilia. He's a very clever guy.
Yeah. Well, as I was talking about this album... Dig the New Breed. I thought it was one big live concert, but after I've done my research, it turns out that it's like songs from different concerts all... conjoined together onto one LP.
Is it official recordings or is it bootlegs?
No, it's official.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's the thing we need to ask Den, don't we?
Yeah.
We need to phone him.
We do.
I should get in contact and we'll sort something out.
All right, then.
How much did you pay for it, anyway?
I didn't.
Oh, you got it for free. Have you had it valued yet?
No, there's a story behind that.
You mean shoplifted again?
No. I got this particular LP from my dad's sister, Auntie Doris.
Right.
Well, she'll hate me for that.
Does she know you've got it?
Yeah.
Right.
She doesn't like being called Doris. She prefers to be referred to as Dee. Because all the sisters in the family have got, like, really old names and they don't like them.
Well, the old names are coming back, though.
I know.
Yeah. So go on. So Doris, you've got Dig New Breed from Doris. Does she know?
Yeah, she gave it.
So you didn't pay for it, you just nicked it from her?
No, I didn't pay for it.
Well, get it valued, mate. If it's an original print, it could be worth a couple of quid, you know that.
Yeah, but come into value, yeah?
Mm.
Do either you or Andrew know any websites?
We've had this question with you before.
Have we?
Andrew, you knew the name of the website. It was like a record thing, wasn't it?
I think it was called Discogs.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah. You need to put the serial number in there and it'll tell you information.
Right.
But generally, I'll do my best. I'll chase Den up. I'll hound him. And let's have a meet with him. And then you can actually give it to an expert and say, tell me about this album.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
That's another interview for you.
Aye.
We're stacking them up, aren't we?
Yeah.
Lining them up, ready to go.
Of course we are.
2025, going to be busy.
Yep. Are we doing Joke of the Week now?
Well, do we have to? Do we really have to?
Of course we do.
Has this feature not died a death?
No.
In that case... Honor, here's another joke of the week. All right, come on, Jordan, hit me with it. Make me laugh.
Is it your 80-year-old niece joke or is it Auntie Doris joke? What is it?
You'll work it out.
Go on, then.
What do you call an autistic person with a gun?
Oh, God.
Come on, what do you call an autistic... I'm cringing. What do you call an autistic person with a gun?
Special forces.
Oh, dear. Oh, my word.
Okay. Kevin.
Oh, I think I found that one hard to beat. That was really good, mate. That made me laugh, that. We will be struck off, though, won't we? Are we still on the outro?
Well, find out next week.
Right, so... Okay. My joke of the week is, what? Tall, brown, and rhymes with Snoop.
I don't know.
Dr. Dre.
Oh. Wow, you get the tumbleweed. I was dreading where that was going, I'll be honest. Well, Jordan, point me. There you go, 4-2.
Oh.
So our next episode is Christmas Day. So there's a chance to get it back at 4-3.
I'm still proud, though, you know. I'm looking, mate.
I'll be back.
Thank you, Arnie.
See you at Christmas.
See you at Christmas.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.